it's Monday, August 29th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Chris, and this is show number 20. Check out DreamStation.cc for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you have an email you want to send us, please send it to videogameshow@DreamStation.cc, and I will introduce the Peanut Gallery this week. We have Rusty.
Hey.
Keith.
Hello.
And Bob.
Good evening.
Today we will be discussing what's new at DreamStation, the Need for Speed Most Wanted Community Day, the GameStop EB Games Xbox 360 bundles, Fact or Crap, China penalizing MMOs, the Chinese online anti-Japan game, a review of Geist for the GameCube, the European PSP launch. Yeah, we'll get to Geist, don't worry.
Nintendo review? What's up with this?
It's, yeah. Every once in a while, somehow we stupidly rent a Nintendo game, and this is what happens. We'll get to it in a minute.
And then we shudder, whine, and complain about it for the next month.
The European PSP launch, Sony's station exchange numbers, CNN Money's PS3 pricing theory, and the forum question.
Next topic.
This week in housekeeping. Once again, podcastdaily.com if you want to vote for us. Housekeeping is also kind of turning into things that we need to discuss, but we don't actually want to discuss. Little giblets of news. For example, the PSP 2.0 firmware is out. Not super impressive. Has a web browser. You can go download it now. DVD shrink is dead. Now there is no really nice illegal way to burn DVDs. A virus has infected Microsoft, except it's an actual physical virus. Somebody got the measles and it went berserk all over the office. Somebody went overseas and came back and spread the measles all over the place. So. Also, last week we cut our mailbag. I apologize for that. This week we may or may not cut our mailbag as well. We haven't really had time to get in all the news plus the mail that we want to get to. Mail also goes over a lot better if there's topics that we can discuss, kind of roundtable. I do appreciate the video game deaths because I get a lot of the video game deaths and a lot of the factor crap ideas from you guys, the listeners, and I try and give pimpage. I will respond to all of the emails that I do get, and I'm going to do my best to try and read some of the better emails that I get. Again, I appreciate it all, guys. We just don't have time in a half-hour show to get to it all every week.
Next topic.
This week, what is new at DreamStation? We have a PlayStation 2 review of, here's the whole title, bear with me, Mobile Suit Gundam, Gundam versus Zeta Gundam.
Gundam is cool, though.
It's so cool, they put it in the title four times.
That's just the way they do the Gundam thing. You've never watched that cartoon, really?
No.
It's actually kind of cool. It's like a newer version of Voltron.
There's been quite a few games about that, usually released in Japan, though.
Japanese games about robots? I've never heard of such a thing.
Based on an anime cartoon series. Heaven! What an original and completely not overdone idea.
Chris wanted me to mention we have a forum thread up. I guess the new fad, because I'm not a hip cool kid. You put these banners that are like 10 pixels high as your forum banner, your avatar, and it says like Nintendo Game Boy owner or PlayStation 2 owner or whatever. So we have a bunch of those up for all the different systems. There's one for a DreamStation member. Feel free to go into our forums and snag those. The Phantom one is going to be the most used, I'm assuming. So.
Next topic.
I'm going to have a contest. You'll be the proud winner. Sorry, that was my timer. Proud winner. I was waiting for the cue. If you haven't guessed, the guys decided they were going to do Pee-wee's Playhouse, and anytime they actually heard the timer, they were going to yell. You'll be the proud winner of quite possibly the worst game I have ever played, called Space Pirates. And apparently we have to review it.
Yeah, the pirate game.
Don't give away too much now. We have to let this lucky viewer throw the game away.
You're actually going to mail that to somebody?
Think of a creative way to destroy this game and picture.
That's a good idea. Whoever comes up with the best way to destroy this horrible Space Pirates DVD, let me know. Send it to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. The winner with the most unique way to destroy this DVD will win the DVD, and then I want proof that you've destroyed it.
It's not good enough that you just come up with the idea.
You have to be able to do it. You can't just say, I'm going to feed it to crocodiles and then not feed it to crocodiles. If you have crocodiles near you, I want to see you wrapping this thing in a chicken and then throw it into a crocodile.
When they get this game and try it, they probably do anything they tell you they're going to do.
Oh, and I guess we should also say for legality purposes, don't destroy it in an illegal or harmful manner to other people or creatures.
All right.
Just make it a part of like a ham sandwich and just chuck it out there and watch them go to town.
I guess I should mention it now as well. The intro music that you have heard was the ham sandwich theme song done by Bob.
Hey, you're welcome.
Well done. Well done, Bob.
That little... I'm going to probably try and use that little clip whenever someone mentions ham sandwich in the future.
Next topic.
Rusty had a trip out to Canada to go to the Need for Speed Most Wanted Community Day.
Yep, EA flew us out to Vancouver, Canada for a couple days to take a look at Need for Speed Most Wanted. We got to see it on all the game systems, even Xbox 360. We got to take a look at it, PSP.
What's the difference between this game and the last game? Need for Speed Underground 2, we reviewed it, and I gave it, I think, an 8 out of 10.
This one here is, you know how last game you only had tuner cars in that? Well, this brings back the exotics back into the game.
Any random person, and not necessarily me, but if people have no idea about cars, what does that mean? Need for Speed Underground 2 was where you race cars, and as you race, you get more money, and you can pimp your car out, and then you buy more parts for your car,
you
and you put neon. It's a role-playing car game, racing.
Need for Speed Most Wanted is more like an open environment. It's like an open world, and you have police chase you, upgrade your cars. You can also have, like, standard basic Honda Civics, but you can also race the Ferraris, you know, the exotic cars from overseas. You can actually put $150,000 into a Nissan Sentra, and supposedly they said you'd be really close to being as fast as Fast Exotics. If you were a real good driver in a Nissan Sentra, you could actually beat the other car, the Ferrari.
Do they have, like, online multiplayer where you can all drive around the city and somebody's the cop and chases you and stuff, or is that Need for Speed Most Wanted 2?
Well, they didn't talk too much about the online stuff. There is going to be online. They didn't talk too much about it. I think there's a four-player online thing, because I don't think they have it finalized yet.
And when is it supposed to come out?
It's supposed to be out in November. Same time Xbox 360 launches. It's supposed to be a launch title for Xbox 360.
So they kind of have to bust their butt to get the multiplayer idea worked out in the next 2 months.
Probably, yeah. That was my one beef, that there's not like a four-player split screen on it. It's only like two-player. So if you have four guys over, three guys over, two guys got to sit there.
Burnout 3 was like one of the best racing games I've ever played, and because it's only two players, we don't really play it when we're all together. So what did they say when you suggested four-player split screen?
They said that the frame rate would drop, and I'm like, so what? You know, you got people around.
Pretty much.
Who wants to stand around and watch two other people race when you're just kind of like, okay, I'd like to be doing this, but you can't because you only have two players.
Lower the detail way down. Just you're driving a box with four players. Who cares? Get rid of the sky and the pavement cracks.
Their whole thing is online, online, online. I'm thinking, you know, not everybody's got high-speed internet. You know, people still use dial-up.
Well, they're all online, but it sounds like you asked quite a bit of online questions and nobody really knew what was going on or was allowed to maybe. The next thing I wanted to ask was how it played on Xbox 360.
It looked good. It looked really good on Xbox 360, and it played, steered well. It looked really nice because they're running it in HD. It looks beautiful. I mean, it looks like you're driving a car on a road. But, I mean, how many people are going to have that setup when you get Xbox 360? I know I'm not. And, you know, there's no damage on the car because they said that takes kind of away from the driving experience, because he said, who wants to drive a car that's pulling left all the time when you're trying to get away from somebody?
So. I agree. I was never a big fan of the damage.
I completely disagree because, number one, you can turn it off, and number two, if I'm racing you and I bump you into the side of a building, I should win the race because now there's no way you can drive your car.
True. The licensing agreements with the other car makers and everything, they can't do much damage to the cars. And I just want to let you guys know, I held up the DreamStation.cc. I was in a tournament, and I lost. I didn't even finish the course.
Yes. You're continuing the tradition. Perfect.
That's right.
The suckiest video game website.
We're good at them.
Invite us to these things, and we suck.
Are you going to have some sort of article or pictures or anything up on the website that we should pimp, or no?
Yeah, I will have an article out, hopefully this week, 50 or 60 pictures, too. I don't know how many put out there, though. But
there will be the article up with a little bit more details and some pictures. I know we couldn't go into a lot of time here, but the full details will be up on DreamStation within the coming week.
Next topic.
So the Xbox 360, EB Games and GameStop has bundles for the Xbox 360. These are the only things you can buy. You can't actually just buy the core or the premium Xbox system, the $300 and $400 ones. You have to buy them in these bundles if you buy them from EB Games or GameStop to pre-order. They run the gamut
from... Yeah, who buys their consoles from EB Games or GameStop? I mean, where... Okay.
GameStop has the crazier of the two bundles. The cheapest bundle that you can get is the core bundle. The core bundle is going to run you $700, limit one per customer. You get the Xbox Core Pack. You also get Project Gotham Racing 3, Perfect Dark, Elder Scrolls 4, Dead or Alive 4, Call of Duty 2. You also get an extra controller, a wired controller, a memory unit, and a one-year replacement plan. And that's the cheap bundle. The Omega bundle, that's the most expensive one. Go ahead, Bob. Take a wild guess on how much this one will run you.
If the cheap one's $700, this one's got to be at least a grand.
You get the premium pack, the wireless controller, the HD cables, the 20-gig hard drive, whatever. The games you get 20 games with it. You get three extra wireless controllers, a network adapter, a memory unit, not sure why you need it if you have a hard drive that's detachable. You get the Fuego faceplate, one play-and-charge kit, so I hope you don't run out of batteries, one recharge rechargeable battery and a one-year replacement plan. You also get a 12 months of Xbox Live. Go ahead and take your guess.
I don't want to. No, because I know how much it's going to cost, and I don't want to say it out loud. So
$2,000.
$2,000.
$1,999. $1,999.69. One per customer. Don't
limit
want you buy
one. Limit.
Yeah. I was going to pick up four or five of them, but I decided that a car would be more useful to
it. But then I remembered I'd rather have a car.
What a ridiculous pile of crap. I haven't been in GameStop
yet. That's the only
yet.
Way you can pre-order, too.
Yeah, from these guys, it's the only way you can pre-order for God knows what reason. I'm not even sure how that's legal, but I guess whatever. I'm waiting until I get my iPod with the microphone before I go into GameStop because I want to get that on record. I want to see how he's going to try and talk me into spending $700 on something that I don't need and it could get a lot cheaper from Best Buy. GameStop, your guys are crazier than Sony is, I think, lately.
Next topic.
Factor crap.
Yay!
If you're not familiar with
like
the game...
I didn't like the factor crap when we first started it, but now I'm starting to like the factor crap. It's mostly because I like Chris confusing me.
So hard to do. I'm going to read off three factor crap toys, I think is what we actually named them. One of them is crap, and two of them are facts. Number one, the Nintendogs game is under attack from our friend the Unspoken One. Number two, Midway Blitz Football will feature nudity in it. And number three, AOL had to pay out $1.25 million in penalties.
For what?
Basically giving people the runaround when they try and cancel. Nintendogs under attack, Midway Blitz Football featuring nudity, and AOL paying out over $1 million because of the deflected cancellation thing. Two of them are true, one of them is false.
It's sad that two of those are true.
You get to go first, Rusty. Which one is a piece of crap?
I think it's the Midway one's a piece of crap.
All right, he's saying Midway Blitz Football featuring nudity is fake. Keith, what do you think?
I'm thinking the same thing.
And Bob?
I actually want to agree with the other two, but that would be wrong. We can't all pick the same one. So I will say butt-humping dogs one is not true. So I'll go with number one.
Bob, you are actually correct.
Sweet!
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, man.
I win again!
Nintendogs is not under attack from the Unspoken One. There was a screenshot going around on the internet that had the two dogs basically mating. I'll just put it that way. Like a screenshot. Someone photoshopped. I think you can get arrested for that sort of thing.
You have been staring at those dogs like a hawk all day.
I'm a dog lover.
Jack, what's his name, is not attacking Nintendogs today. Give him a week. Midway Blitz
Jack
Football features nudity. Somebody posted on Midway Blitz forums for football a screenshot with stripping cheerleaders, kind of like, you know, stripping with the pole type of thing, and a male streaker in his Grundy undies about to remove them. It may or may not feature nudity, but this was kind of one of those viral marketing things where they're having screenshots. If it's not completely nipple and butt showing, it's going to be pretty close, so it's close enough to consider it nudity that it could be an AO rating, I guess.
I don't know. I just got some screenshots of that, and I didn't see anything like that.
Oh, sure. Blow my whole story out of the water.
That's what happens when you're a news editor.
Yeah. All right, so I was completely wrong, and there is no nudity in Blitz Football. We're going to finish anyways. AOL did, in fact, have to pay out $1.25 million in penalties because when people try and cancel, they get the runaround, they get deflected, and they actually end up not canceling. People got bonuses for that. If they could deflect the cancellation, you could get a bonus as high as $3,100. So.
Really? That's great.
Wow. Go Time Warner with ethical business practice.
I'm sorry that I have ruined your factor crap this week, but I'll try and do better next week.
Next topic.
Jumping into the next bit of news, this one's pretty crazy. Our friends over in China.
I can't wait.
MMOs in China will be penalizing players if they play more than 3 hours in a row. What the deal is with this?
Between, like 2 minutes in between?
The Chinese government has declared that after 3 hours of in a row online play for a multiplayer online game, your character will start losing its abilities. After the 3 hour mark, your character's level will be cut in half, and it will be reduced every hour thereafter. After 5 hours of consecutive play, they're going to reduce your character basically to level one. You won't get any experience, etc., etc. In order to reset this timer, you have to be logged out of that game for 5 hours in a row.
Wow, that would suck.
Yeah,
well, just play a different game.
Now, I'm going to butcher this dude's name, but that's okay, because he's Chinese and he's not listening anyways right now.
Right.
Chao Wei Ku, a gaming administrator, says the timing mechanism can prevent young people from becoming addicted to online games. There's a administration that you have to go through if you want your game to be published in China. It's called the Gaming Administration of Press and Publication, the GAP. You got to get through the GAP to be able to publish your game. Some of the bigger bigger known games that are going to have to do this process are World of Warcraft and Lineage 2. I was listening to the Video Game News Radio podcast, and Kevin brought up a pretty good point that makes a lot of sense. Anyone knows anything at all about history, you know that the Chinese are not on the friendliest of terms with both the United States and Japan, which is World of Warcraft is U.S., Lineage 2 is Japanese. Not everybody has a computer, so they have these internet cafes. Well, they pay fees per hour. Those fees go back to the companies. So basically, China is getting some of the money that should be theirs, and it's going back to the United States and Japan. I think it's kind of ridiculous, because I can spend 3 hours in a game like World of Warcraft or something.
You're spending 3 hours just to get to the quest. Just riding on your damn mount.
I don't understand what the problem is. The people are paying for it. Why don't they just let them play the game? And what's the big deal?
Because they keep killing their own children.
They keep
playing
dying and killing their children.
People were like abandoning their babies, and the baby would be dead when they come back
from
a long gaming session and stuff.
Stabbing each other for selling their epic swords.
Maybe they should have a daycare at these places.
That's a good point.
No daycare. It wouldn't even be daycare. It'd be weak care.
Next topic.
We're kind of talking about the Chinese, so we'll continue. The Chinese are going to be releasing a game. It's an online game called, remember what I said earlier now? Anti-Japan War Online.
Is that really what it's called?
That's really what it's called. It, quote, teaches history about the Japanese invasion of China during World War II. They want to keep the violence down, so the fights will be done in miniature without any serious blood and gore. The game has the backing of the China Communist Youth League.
Oh, this sounds like Hitler Youth.
I don't know anything about the China Communist Youth League, but I'm pretty sure they're not going door-to-door selling cookies. or maybe they are. Who knows? Kind of this is similar to, you know, like America's Army being backed by the government. I forget what website it was on, but they used an example of, like, the Young Republicans of America sponsoring an Iraqi war game where they kind of twist it around to mean, like, yes, we absolutely have to be over there. It's a matter of life and death, blah, blah, blah.
The Communist Youth League is basically a thing that's set up for primarily the communist organization, where it's an all-purpose school for party members, where basically you're from 15 to 25 years of age, you're indoctrinated, you're trained, and prepared to serve as the future party regulars. So they feed you propaganda by the mouthful, and you enjoy it.
Anyways, we're way off into politics land, so.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you what the Youth League was, because I looked it up.
Well, thank you, sir. We have a forum topic relating to this, so we'll get to it in a couple topics here.
Next topic.
People complain we don't review enough GameCube games. Well, we did. We rented Geist for the GameCube the other day, and I don't know if you guys remember Ivan.
Why?
Used to be on the podcast, and myself and Keith and even Heather was around to watch and make her snide remarks. She was like one of the old men from the Muppets, just belligerent comments to this game. Before we go into that, let me do a real quick Blockbuster rant. We went to Blockbuster to rent this pile of dung. I'd get the game. We had maybe three games we were going to rent. Well, I brought them to the counter. Well, it turns out at Blockbuster, apparently games are now $8 each to rent for 7 days.
Wow.
So I said that to the manager. I said, boy, $8, man, what's up? Well, I'm surprised that they are that cheap to rent, actually, because DVDs are $14, and we can rent those pretty cheap, you know, $4 or $5 for a week. But games cost over $60 now, and the fact that we can even get it to you for the low price of $8 is a good thing. And then I mentioned...
Did you smack him right there, or what?
I really wanted to. If the game sucks like this one did, I just spent $8, we bring it home, we find out it sucks, and now I'm extra mad because I spent $8 for this game. I have it sitting in my house for 7 days. I was going to put a big key mark down the side of it and say, somehow this was scratched, but I didn't.
They should credit you if you don't use it the whole time. If you only use it for a day, they charge you 1 day.
They want you to basically buy, I saw they had a $20 pass. It was $20 a month. You can rent unlimited games. So they're thinking, as if you're going to rent two games, well, you might as well, sir, just buy the $20 game pass. That way we'll have reoccurring revenue every month from stuff that you can easily get at other rental places. So Dream Station podcast listeners, I would love it if everybody made it a point to boycott Blockbuster. Try your best not to rent any games from Blockbuster. Jumping back real quick to Geist, this game was a pile of it was a decent idea.
It was a good idea.
You play the role of a dude who then becomes a ghost because he gets pushed into the giant, horribly textured, low poly count electrical device, and then you can then possess people, and you can possess things such as fun as a garbage can. We actually literally possessed a garbage can and shook as a janitor walked by so we could scare him, because the thing is, apparently ghosts can't possess people unless they're scared first. So the janitor walks past, you possess the garbage can, you shake, and then he gets scared and then you can possess him. You can also possess such phone. Wonderful phones.
There was literally a
bucket and a mop.
You can, and you make a little squeegee thing move. It's quite frightening. I would be terrified of the haunted mop bucket.
It had multiplayer. That was one of the big draws. We were going to get the Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction Arena, but this was four-player. Well, stupid us. Four-player mode is basically a first-person shooter. It was a cool idea. It's deathmatch, but in order to kill each other, you first have to possess somebody's body. Different people have different weapons. You can possess guys with shotguns versus guys with grenades versus guys with whatever, and then you fight each other. But again, guys, we're talking GameCube. Even for the GameCube, these graphics were not very good. The frame rate was horribly, horribly stutter-filled, so you actually have to play the first level as not only not a ghost, but not even a soldier. You're a regular Joe Schmo. You have a stupid pistol. It just sucked. I can't say enough bad about this game.
But you can eat plants to gain life.
Yeah, you can. And it has an annoying wide-eyed girl ghost that shows you the ropes. Press A to get sucked in the wall through this crack. I mean, literally, that's what you do to get to the next piece. You walk over to the crack, you press A, and you become a little gelatinous ethereal foam, and you get sucked through to the next level. Just bad.
You can't, best part is you can't go, like, under the crack of a door, but you can go through the crack in the wall.
I don't even want to go into this anymore because...
Can you go through somebody's crack in their butt?
Would you
only
want
if you
to?
Frighten them first by being a mob bucket of doom.
I'm not sure you can return to the place of origin because I think this game came out of somebody's butt.
Oh, nice!
Return to the place of origin.
Yeah, it's like when Superman goes back to Krypton. It's just, you don't see it very often.
Can't go back to Krypton. Krypton was destroyed.
That's why you don't see it that often. God, pay attention.
Bizarro!
Next topic.
Go on to the European PSP launch. In Europe, the DS, a little background info, the DS has sold 1.3 million units. The wonderful Game Boy Advance, and I'm not even being sarcastic, the Game Boy Advance is actually wonderful. It's 15 million units sold. Sony PSPs at this point... zero sold. Vice President of Sony, Phil Harrison, calls the DS a gimmick because he's referring to the touchscreen. It's a gimmick. Of the Nintendo handhelds, he was quoted as saying, "Those formats don't appear in our planning. It's not a fair comparison. Not fair on them, I should stress. Sounds arrogant, maybe, but it's the truth." Nintendo knows its target audience because it really narrowed that down. It's pretty much defined by a boy or girl's ability to admire Pokemon. So,
and the PSP's target audience is designed by the ability to download firmware updates. No, you can also spend $25 to, you know, watch movies.
That you've already seen.
On a proprietary format. That's great.
If you've listened to the show, you know we kind of like Nintendo, but we really rib them, kind of like a little brother. Sony has no right to do this. Sony doesn't have crap in their handheld. They did a survey in Japan of 1,000 PSP users, and 10% of them had watched a movie on the machine. Less than half of them said they would actually use the PSP to watch a video or view pictures using them from a memory stick. And also, 50% of the users admitted that they had not touched their PSP, quote, in some time. So,
real nice.
Good.
Before
you open your mouth, make sure it's not your guess what you're talking out of.
It's like that Jim Carrey movie.
Thank you for all your cooperation. By the way, do you have a mint?
Rusty, do you play your DS at all?
Yeah, actually, I got a really good shooter for it from Majesco the other day. Good shooters. First shooter I've really liked in probably 4 or 5 years, and it's on DS.
And what would this shooter be called? Do you have any recollection?
It's Nastro or Nastorino or something. I forget.
So good, he forgot the name.
On the other side, yeah. NOA Slow from the website has been raving about Nintendogs. He said he was enjoying it, and I just thought I'd throw that in there since we were talking about Nintendogs.
No, that's cool. From what I'm hearing, the same thing. Lots and lots of people are enjoying Nintendogs. Lots and lots of people commit suicide every day, too, though. So.
The
name of that game is Nano Stray.
I was debating getting rid of the PSP and getting a DS, but...
Oh, you can afford it.
Okay. Spend how much money on it? Why would you get rid of it?
Because it's a steaming pile of crap.
Next topic.
Speaking of Sony and a steaming pile of crap...
Not that we're equating the two. Oh, wait. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Sony Station Exchange. For those that remember, we talked about this Sony Station Exchange thing. It's basically an online marketplace, kind of like an eBay, where you can sell in-game goods, items, and characters, currency, stuff like that. In 1 month of it running, they had $180,000 in transactions. That's not that they made $180,000. That's $180,000 worth of stuff was sold in their little... eBay-esque site in a month, so that's ridiculously high. Sony gets 10% of each sale. They get a dollar in addition as a listing fee for items and currency. They get $10 as the listing fee for characters. They're not giving an official amount about how much they have personally made, but just doing the math, 10% of $180,000 is $18,000 just in 1 month. Add that up with the subscriptions and stuff, and I mean, like I said, I didn't even add in these listing fees, so you're talking ridiculous amounts of cash for being open a mere 30 days.
If you go to Bangkok, you could sell your children to them also. They'll whore them out and prostitute them for a substantial fee as well.
How do you know this? I haven't seen your kids around lately.
So I've heard.
Now that
you
I talk about it.
So I've heard.
Sony contacted me, and I agreed, and I no longer have that child I didn't want.
EverQuest 2, level 50 character. It sold for $2,000. I'm still amazed by that. I shouldn't be amazed by that, but I'm amazed by that. So there's $30 that Sony made off of that one guy right there.
Now, is this real money, or did they take it out of EverQuest money?
No, selling in-game goods for actual money. Like on Warcraft.
They just allow you to sell the stuff if you go through their thing. Because normally you're not allowed to sell accounts in that. But if you use their software and their system, it's okay. Because they can still get a cut of your money. Kind of like Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam has a pretty good deal on gold in EverQuest 2 from what I hear. The timer went off, so unless anyone has anything more to rip on about the Sony Station Exchange...
Didn't hear the timer. How are we supposed to scream if we don't hear the timer?
Beepity beepity beepity.
No, it's not the same. No, Keith, no. No.
Next topic.
CNN Money had a pretty interesting PlayStation 3 pricing theory. They basically are wondering if Sony suckered Microsoft by saying, you know, this will be too high, you'll have to work overtime to afford it, blah, 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 to get Microsoft to say, raise their price a little bit, and then prepare the market for higher-priced video games, basically so that, yeah, their system's going to come out and it might be $400, but because Microsoft came out first with a $400 system, they're the bad guy, and Sony looks a lot better because they already had that initial shock treatment from Microsoft. Now people are kind of used to it.
I don't put it past them.
They're saying that possibly they're going to prepare customers for a $500 or higher system. That way when they release the system and it's only $350 to $400, they look like heroes and they're like, oh, Sony is so great because they managed to at the last minute get all the pricing down.
No one will ever say Sony is so great. They should just take that out of their plan right now.
I kind of like this theory. I think that Sony can't be that crazy. I mean, they have a pretty good reputation as even when they have off-the-wall ideas, they succeed most of the time. So there has to be a method to the madness. Kutaragi is insane, but he's not stupidly insane.
He's like Dr. Doom insane. A genius, but just way out there.
Did EA give any insight onto the PS3 or anything like that when you were up there talking about Need for Speed?
They said they didn't even see one yet. They haven't even seen a development kit. They don't even know what they're going to be working with.
Okay.
Next topic.
Forum topic, www.dreamstation.cc. On the left-hand side, there will be a general forums. Go there and vote in our weekly poll. It was a one-week fluke that I didn't have a poll, so guys, don't panic. There was people emailing me asking if there was going to be a poll. Our question last week was, do you use RSS feed? I didn't explain what it was, how to use it, or anything else. Based on that, and I'll get to what it means in a minute, just about half, 48% of the people who voted said, yes, we do use RSS feeds. 30% said, no, we do not use RSS feeds. And 22% of the people said, I have no idea what an RSS feed is. I guess first let's ask, do any of the three of you use RSS feeds?
No.
Yeah, I do.
I'm technically one of those, what is an RSS feed? I know it's basically something to get news from places and things as such, but I only know that because you keep going, dude, these RSS feeds are great. You set it up and you get all the news from the sites that you normally don't have time to go look at. That's about all I know
and
about it.
RSS stands for Rich Site Summary or Really Simple Syndication, depending who you talk to. Basically, it's an XML file. Without getting too techy, it's a computer file that's formatted in a certain way so that it can have certain information tags, so you know this little piece of information is a headline, this little piece of information is a podcast.
This little piece of information.
This little piece of information. Wee, wee, wee. Ham. It was dubbed a cannibal. It was cut off and cast out into the void.
These RSS things are called feeds most of the time. They're also called syndication. If you ever go to a website and you see the little yellowish, orangish RSS icon or XML icon, or sometimes it's called Atom, you can get a program. They call it an aggregator, to which that uses it, kind of like an email program, where it'll handle all of your RSS feeds. You subscribe to these feeds the same way you would subscribe to, say, like a podcast or bookmarking a website, and it will automatically, this program, go out, and every hour or 2 hours, you can set it up. It's configurable. module, it will see if that site has been changed or updated. If it has, it'll pull down the new RSS file locally so that you can use, much like email, you get a little message and it says DreamStation.cc has been updated. There is now two extra reviews that weren't there a couple hours ago. Without having to check, you know, you could have hundreds of these things. So instead of wasting hours and hours checking 100 different sites to see if there's new news up, or a site like a CNN or a Yahoo where they're going to put news up every 10 minutes, this thing will do it for you. You can read the articles locally, and you can also jump to the website or just read it right there if it's, you know, see, is this even worth my time in going there? I'm not sure if Penny Arcade is updated. Oh, look, it has. Well, this article's stupid. I'm not going to go to it. Stuff like that. Most of the people on the forum topics were just saying, yes, I do, or no, I don't. Pokemaster DG pointed out that it is part of Mac OS X, that these feeds are built into Firefox as well. Akram Hussein has made a Confabulator widget. It's, if you know what a Mac dashboard is,
is that like a flux capacitor?
Works as, very similar.
Can you still go back to the future? And you still need to hit 88.8 miles an hour.
It works the same way in Windows as the Mac dashboard. So Akram Hussein has actually made a DreamStation Confabulator widget. You can go to the Confabulator website, download
Say it again.
Confabulator widget.
Awesome.
That is great.
I have to say it's kind of a cool name. He's made it. Go to the Confabulator website. You can download the widget that will put DreamStation on your Confabulator configurator, whatever they're called. T27Duck said that Confabulator has a little URR, a Universal RSS Reader, so that you can take any site and you can read their RSS feed.
Wow. We're gonna have someone doesn't know about this stuff, this really sounds like an episode of Back to the Future.
We explained it in the beginning, so they kind of know. We're not getting super technical. I love them. Rusty, I know you use them. It's basically so when I'm at work, I can have this little thing in the corner of my screen, kind of like email, getting the headlines, so I can just jump over there, look at ESPN, search down for my Browns and New York Giants news, and I can delete all the stupid women's tennis and soccer and all those other lame things that I have no need for. Soccer's the world's most popular sport, but it's boring.
Oh, God. Yeah, I have about 10. Yeah, about 10 websites I look at every day just to keep current what's going on.
That's how I get the majority of my news.
You're
all over
how
the place.
I get the majority of my gaming news. Keep up the good work. Way to go, champ.
Yay! We're going to have some links and stuff. We'll have kind of an article on what it is, how you need to do it on our website. I think everyone should use RSS feeds. They're the wave of the future. And if I keep telling people that, someday they will be the wave of the future.
Isn't that what they said
Mailbag.
About mini discs?
Yes, I thought you were going to say, isn't that what they said about midgets?
The wave of the future.
Next topic.
Checking the old DreamStation mailbox. DreamStation mailbox. Sorry. I did get some mail, as I had mentioned to these guys earlier. Some of it was not even remotely video game related. While interesting, it wasn't video game related, so I wasn't really going to get in so much into it. Anything you have, URLs or anything else like that, send money, you know, stuff like that. Video
Ooh,
game
yeah,
show
like
at dreamstation.cc.
Wait, I don't know about that, because he's the only one that looks at that. So he may be keeping all the money for himself, not even giving peanuts to the peanut gallery.
Come on, every time I go over his house, he steals something too, right? That's right.
Wait a second.
I mean,
again, the mail is great. We've had to kind of cut some of the mail out. We've been running out of time. We've been using the timer, and the timer is God. The gun is good. The p- is evil type of thing. That was from Zardoz. If anyone has actually seen Zardoz,
seen that movie along with us.
Go to your Google image search and throw in Zardoz, Z-A-R-D-O-Z, and you will see a picture of Sean Connery that may burn your retinas out, actually. He's wearing red...
Don't tell him.
Next topic.
Basically, the show is over. DreamStation.cc video game show. Check out the website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, and all the other oohs. Email address, video game show at DreamStation.cc. If you want to vote, PodcastAlley.com would be wonderful. This was show number 13, I believe.
13.
20.
You keep ruining it, Mom. It's like a mom. Oh, it was really 20. No Easter egg.
We hope to have you back same time next week, and we'll try and do better. Next time. Any of you three have anything pertinent to say here at the end of the show?
Does it really matter?
If they're still listening, God bless you.
Take care, guys. Thank you, and chat on you later.
Almost here on the class A.
Next topic.
I didn't forget the forum question. That was just a one-time thing. Goodbye, everybody.
We had mentioned earlier in the show that the Chinese game was going to have anti-Japan war online. The poll topic is going to be, how do you feel about politically backed games? These are games like I mentioned America's Army that are officially backed by some sort of political or government. Way long time ago, we talked about the United States Food Department of Agriculture thing. Had that game where you allowed homeless people to make burritos in the microwave or whatever that thing was. The answers are going to be racial genocide. All the cool kids are doing it.
That's not bad.
I like it. I don't mind it. I hate it. Have you hugged a tree today? Okay. Well, thank you, too, for this added-on edition of the video game show, and go back to your Diablo.
Cajun gauze, makes a lubricating gauze.